The cult of firewood rivals the cult of pipe smoking and the grape. The cult of firewood has its own rituals, generally unique to the stove, heater, fireplace, camp, fire pit, and the tender has all her own way of laying a fire, a successful fire, that is. Sagittarians are the best fire starters and the best arsonists. They know where fires are before anybody else. They know how to put out fires. In redwood forests where fog and rain settle straight down, dry wood is a coup, a celebration of victory in the struggle with wet wood, green wood, punk wood, all the while coveting bone-dry tan oak and seasoned madrone. Those fire tenders who swear by a dry, dug fir fire must be, for some reason, patient. And there are those who will be. For dry dug fir is best for kindling, above all best for biscuits, the kind, elegant ladies make for Thanksgiving dinner, a tofurkey roasted in a wood cook stove oven has no equal. Nor has the heavy bread baked slowly to assuage anxiety about uncertain futures. Firewood makes bread, makes the cat to lie down and sleep inordinately. Those who smother fire may be the most fervid adherents of the cult, agonizing over lack of flame and their ineptitude. The knack of putting a too large wet log on a timid fire is never acquired. It is thrust upon the poor faux fire starter. Among those who prefer to burn wet wood are lawyers and social workers who ought to know better. Like used car salesmen, they tout their methods as more aesthetically pleasing. Ha! If they prefer cleaning the chimney every week or so, or hosting chimney fire the night they have 14 to dinner. Smoke. Its destiny, color, direction are scrutinized carefully as any coming out of the Vatican. When it comes down, curls around the cabin like a curious fog, it means rain, we hope, and pray, and dance. Straight up and white is still dirty, and nothing will satisfy save barely visible strands rising, and then we get to grumble about all that wasted heat. The present-day firewood cult is part of the post-industrial revolution wherein each stove has an EPA rating and there is a surcharge on insurance and nobody gets a fireplace anymore but those who live under the big trees and on timbered mountainsides will always, by God, burn firewood according to the rubrics of the local cult, meaning in their very own only way, in their very own airtight stove, in their very own handmade house. All the friends and neighbors who talk and talk and talk about the best way to make firewood.